Virtual Group Discovery Conference in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. And in the studio lounge is Filene Research Institute's very own Katie Gaynor. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. Thank you for allowing me to come to your town for a few days.
Oh, welcome. Yeah. Yes.
I really like it. It's this town, especially the downtown capital area and stuff, it has so much character and charm and quaintness to it. I really enjoy coming back here.
Yeah, so we're smashed between two lakes, so it really is the best place for anybody who likes waterland. Mm-hmm. We've got it all.
Indeed. There's so many people out doing so many cool things and stuff. Yeah, it's a really cool area of the country. I really enjoy it. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand, Domestic Violence Recovery Loan Program. This is something completely new to me, so I am like in total learning mode here, and I want to know more about this type of stuff and how prevalent it is throughout our nation and stuff like that. And what are you guys doing here? Give us a quick update. What is the overview here?
Yeah, so the Domestic Violence Recovery Loan Program actually started from a survivor of domestic violence that was looking to support other individuals that had found themselves in a similar situation that mm-hmm. she had, mm-hmm. Where she was in an abusive relationship. A part of the abuse cycle that she had seen was financial abuse.
Right.
And so we look at 1 in 4 women, 1 in 7 men are impacted by domestic violence in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. That is a statistic that the National Network of Domestic Violence has been looking at and studying for years.
Right.
And a big part of the abuse that a lot of individuals get that is not always vocalized is this financial abuse piece.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the statistics are as high as 99% of people in an abusive relationship experience financial abuse.
What do you mean by financial? Or the other terminology is economic abuse.
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's, I'm glad that we're talking about this because it's hard sometimes to comprehend something that's not as tangible.
Yeah.
And so this can be arranged from everything from not being allowed to work by your abusive partner, not having access to your funds mm-hmm. that maybe you're working for. Or that as a partnership that you should have access to.
Mm-hmm.
It could be destruction of your property. It could be this individual taking out credit in mm-hmm. your name that mm-hmm. they are then pushing down your credit score. It gets pretty intense. And then when you think about all of these pieces, how does that impact their lives? They are not able to get freedom. Mm-hmm. They're not able to maybe fix their car.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a bad credit score, how can they get access
to
quality products?
How can they restart their lives?
Yeah, so this was really the question, is how can we support survivors of domestic violence in obtaining financial security
mm-hmm.
if most financial institutions are just looking at a credit score?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to go? They're going to go to those payday lenders. They're going to go to those predatory lenders. And this is what mm-hmm. we don't want to have happen.
Right, and that's another vicious cycle that they get trapped in, for sure.
Exactly.
So I know now tell me about the loan program, because I know there's been, based on the information that I've had, the background information, there's been like, what, 3 iterations of it or something? So tell us about this loan program, because this could be, you know, a lifesaver for many, many folks out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. So it started in 2014 when a survivor approached a Michigan State University to do some research on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
They then started a partnership with Filene and Michigan State University Federal Credit Union to start tackling this issue. So in 2015, we actually launched the first iteration of this domestic violence recovery
mm-hmm.
loan program.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we have launched a second one that mm-hmm. started in 2017. We are now currently testing our third iteration. And why we've had these 3 different iterations
mm-hmm.
is, as a research institute, we tackle a subject, we want to learn from it, and if something's not working, we want to figure out why
mm-hmm.
and try to iterate around that, because ultimately the goal is the same. We want these survivors to have access to quality
mm-hmm.
products
mm-hmm.
so that they can have that financial security. And so these iterations have molded and massaged themselves just a little bit over every iteration to make
mm-hmm.
sure that we're not putting survivors in a worse financial situation, but in fact in a better one, and that we're meeting those emergency needs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a learning process, like anything.
Yes.
So this is just another example of that, right?
Yeah, and you think about how complex the issue of domestic violence is, and then you add another awkward subject, finances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it gets complicated really quickly.
I could imagine. So how is this research working to address this complex issue while ensuring sustainability for the credit union involved? Because there's, again, based on the information that there's some risk here as well. So for the credit union side too.
Yeah. So. This is why I think this program has been so important, is because we have all voices throughout the research. Mm-hmm. We've got the domestic violence advocates, we have the survivors, we have a researcher, and then we are working so closely with this credit union, MSU FCU, to make sure that whatever their lift needs to be, mm-hmm. that it's not going to factor into a negative bottom line, not going to impact their other services. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's really exciting to see that this credit union is not giving up. Yes, it has not been going as much as we would have liked it to go right now, but they are in it to win it. They are dedicated to this cause, and they are constantly trying to figure out what to do. And that could be even as simple as decreasing the loan amount so that it's maybe a smaller lift for the credit union, testing out that strategy. Mm-hmm. They're also implementing financial education into the loan program.
So
especially when you think about maybe some of these survivors never had a job, were never able to work, and then we just give them a loan and expect them to know what to do with it.
Right.
Maybe they've never managed money before.
Right.
And so this is where we're able to kind of bring in that financial education to set up that person for success. So ultimately the credit union is in a good financial standing.
Gotcha. Yeah. And setting them on the right path to financial stability there.
Exactly.
So how can credit unions use this research to better serve their members? Because there's some valuable information here.
Yeah. And you know, I think what's the most exciting piece for myself and others at Filene is we are seeing that this research is specifically for domestic violence survivors. That is the target niche that we're looking at, trying to make sure that we're meeting their unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think about the strategy and the processes and the iterations that we've been seeing, credit unions can really use the foundation of this research to address any unique need in their community, whether it's veterans or the homeless. There is so much to say about these partnerships that have come together and worked together in different ways and then kind of switched directions or pivoted just a tiny, tiny bit to make sure that they're still meeting the needs. And that is a platform that credit unions can see and learn from and then implement over here or try it out over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's really exciting for credit unions is this is a great program for a great cause that can then be replicated for other really important causes.
Oh, completely. And this is in the credit union wheelhouse if there ever was anything.
Totally.
You know? This is like right up their alley.
Totally.
So this is just, I mean, tailor-made for them. So where can we find out more information on this program, and then how can we get other credit unions to participate? Because it sounds like, was it MSU, FCU?
Yep.
Michigan State University?
Michigan State University.
Yeah, so and they can, I'm sure they can provide some help for other credit unions out there who want to get started with this as well.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got all of our research on Filene.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to access the Domestic Violence Recovery Loan Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's often referred to as DVR loan program.
Mm-hmm.
And that can just be a simple search on our website and you can pull all of them up.
Okay.
We also have a great podcast that brings together the researcher, the credit union, as well as the domestic violence agency to really talk about the holistic picture of this research. So definitely worth a listen to on the Filene fill-in for that. You know, and then as far as credit unions getting involved, I think that it's just a really important chance to remember that sometimes we fail the first time, but that doesn't mean the program has to fail.
Right.
And there's always this chance to test and innovate, and this is what this is all about. And so all of that information and those contacts are all filled in on that website.
Yeah, even though this might be risky, I mean the rewards would be through the roof. You're changing lives, you're saving lives.
Yeah.
And again, this is right up the credit union wheelhouse for sure.
That's what's so motivating for this specific program is that we, you know, credit unions dream of supporting members in meeting their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the goal of so many of these survivors is just safety.
Yeah.
And so how can we save some lives and change some lives through a program that could be as small as a $1,500 loan to get a car repair so they can keep going to their job and keep their home?
Yeah.
I mean, it really causes this ripple effect in such a positive way.
Yeah, something so simple.
So simple.
But credit unions can be there to step up and fill in there. So good stuff. All right, Katie, anything else to add to, anything else to wrap up here?
No, I mean, I'd love to have people check it out on the website, filene.org, and give us any feedback on how they might be trying this out at home.
Yeah. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you guys a call to participate or do whatever they can to help out. So good stuff. All right, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been such an eye-opener and education for me, and I want to get the word out as well to help you guys spread the word. All right. There she is, Katie Gaynor from Filene Research Institute. Go check them out.